Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is. Welcome to the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. How the heck are you today? Did you tune into the Monster program yesterday? Way too much fun on that show. Alan Gottlieb was wonderful. Andrew Branca, the law of self-defense attorney, jumped in. Kurt Schilling joined the program, the great Kurt Schilling. He is a pistol, man, pun intended. If you have an opportunity to listen to the program, please go back and do so. If, in fact, you missed it, it was a dynamite show. Kurt always brings it. A.W.R. Hawkins was unable to be on the program with us yesterday, so I kind of wanted to keep it, Breitbart-centric, if you will. And I'm a guest on Kurt Schilling's program, Whatever It Takes, every Tuesday on 2A Tuesday, Second Amendment Tuesday, for those of you who don't know what that means. So I thought, you know, I'm just going to reach out to Kurt and see if he can jump on today, which I knew he was going to want to do because he loves coming on the program. So we had a great time together on the show. It was a lot of fun. He stayed with me the entire hour. Mind you, he's tough to keep a leash on, right? He likes to talk about everything and go a million different directions. So it's kind of hard to, you know, keep him focused right on guns because he has so much to say about everything. But we always brought the topic back and the discussion back to where it needed to be. That's what's so fun about Kurt, because we can tie everything going on back to guns. We had a great discussion about the mainstream media, Fox News. Are we losing a conservative outlet, arguably the only conservative outlet on television? That remains to be seen. There's an obscure report I mentioned on the radio yesterday. Several of you have sent me emails. I mentioned yesterday, if I was Hannity, I'd be a little bit concerned. And there is a report out today, I believe it is on Yahoo, that there are now harassment charges being made against Sean Hannity. So you can see that this is clearly an attack to silence conservatives. It's going on, it's a concerted attack. It's going on in university campuses around the country because the left is so desperate. Desperate people do desperate things. So I hope you have an opportunity to go back and listen to the program. It was a lot of fun. It's up on armedamericanradio.com. Just click on the little link that says archives and then drop down to radio broadcast. Boom, you can pick your date and go back as many years as you want to listen to the program. Alan Gottlieb, he was phenomenal as usual. I kept him a little bit longer than he had planned to stay. I think we had him for a half hour, but I was able to keep him on for the full hour because we have so much to talk about. I did open up the program again with the National Rifle Association kicking out the USCCA from exhibiting at this year's annual meetings, which kick off in just about 3 days, right down the road from these Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios at the Georgia World Congress Center. I will be there all week. Now, one, if you're going to be at the NRA annual meetings, and I hope you are, 1 p.m. on Friday, I'll be on the Just the Facts stage with John Sheehan from Viridian Laser. Going to be shooting video of this. I'm one of a number of speakers that day that will be there. Question and answer from John, participation from those who are at the booth coming and going and all that good stuff. It's being filmed. If you want to come by and meet me and shake my paw and watch us film it, come on out. I'll give you the exact lineup here in just a little bit. That will be 1 p.m. on Friday. At 3 p.m. on Saturday, I will be doing the same thing on the same stage, on the Just the Facts stage, with John Sheehan at Viridian Laser booth. More information on it as we get closer to the week, get closer to the kickoff on Friday. I'll have more information, give you the booth number and all that good stuff as we go through the week. But I'm really looking forward to that. I've seen a heads up on some of the questions, and the topics are so relevant to what we talk about every single day here on Armed American Radio's what? Daily Defense. So you'll hear a great conversation. Plus, I'd love to shake your paw. I know a number of you are going to be there. I'm looking forward to meeting you. In between those times, well, I won't be at the USCCA booth because there is no USCCA booth because of the National Rifle Association deciding that that wouldn't be feasible for them this year and the Great American Outdoor Show. I'll let that stand where it is and go back and listen to what I read. I won't waste your time with that again. Suffice to say, I will be spending my time between the Second Amendment Foundation booth with the great Alan Gottlieb and all the fine folks, family, they're my family, over at Crossbreed Holsters. will be there when we're not at Viridian, which is at 1 o'clock Friday and 3 o'clock on Saturday. In between then, you can find me at the Second Amendment Foundation with Alan Gottlieb, talking to you and everyone else who will be there. And believe me, it's fun. We always get a good crowd at these events. It's tremendous when we go to these conventions, especially ones that are this big, that we have so many listeners and so many fans. Always fun to meet you. So I hope you come out. Second Amendment Foundation booth. If I'm not there, I'm at Viridian. If I'm not at Viridian, I'll be at Crossbreed Holsters. If I'm not there, my gosh, I'm probably sitting down somewhere and getting off my feet, taking a load off and having a cup of coffee or something. So going to be an awful lot of fun. All right. Part of the discussion with Kurt Schilling yesterday was the media. I also asked Alan Gottlieb about it. I also asked Andrew Branca about it. What about the media? Fox is really what started it, what we saw happen with O'Reilly. You know, there's been a shakeup going on over there. You can look back. Hindsight's 2020, right? Crystal clear definition in that rearview mirror, isn't it? High definition vision when you look backwards and have the benefit of hindsight. It's easy to Monday morning quarterback with really clear goggles on when that happens. So we can take a look and see what's happening. And I asked the question yesterday of my guests, are we losing that conservative or what we would consider to be really the only conservative outlet out there? Here's why that's important. Now, I hate to turn to Bloomberg. I really do, but I can't help it because he's just so obnoxious and he's so in your face and he's so got so much money. And he's spending a large portion, well, large portion to the normal human being, $25 million, more money than most Americans will ever see in their lifetimes, ever. Unless they happen to be one of those really successful business owners, which I hope you are, or sports star, or whatever the case may be. Most Americans won't see that kind of money. Bloomberg throws it around as pocket change, because he's worth tens of billions of dollars. And, of course, when you consider a billion is a 1,000 million, and you go on to do the math, he hates you. He flat out hates you. He can't stand you. He has nothing but contempt and disgust for you as a law-abiding American gun owner. Meanwhile, he is surrounded by armed security. Do you think the mainstream press points that out? Of course they don't point that out. They film him. They give him a format, a forum. He has his own media outlets, which are huge, by the way. But the mainstream press also covers him. But that's not enough for Bloomberg. So he creates media outlet for himself. And he funds it. And if you wonder why this is important, look no further than one of the stories. And I'm going to ask you this again. I have to ask you this again. Did you take my advice? Many of you have. I know you have. I get your emails. Those of you who haven't, pay careful attention. Please go and get on the email lists that Bloomberg has. Get the list sent to your email box every single day. You can follow along with me when I point you in the direction. One of the stories I want to cover with you right now, Iowa, this has a lot to do with you because it stands your ground in your state. And one of your what representatives? Democrat representatives. That's right, because Democrats don't like your gun rights either. And the way they frame this will really anger you, but that's okay. That's what we do here. We just simply tell you the truth. Stand your ground, I'm talking about, in Iowa. Signed into law on the 14th of this month by your governor. Iowa's under Republican control now. But the media and why it's so important, when you lose an outlet, and I don't know that we are, there are some scary indications going on over at Fox. Remains to be seen what the Murdoch brothers are going to do. Simple as that. Known liberals, you just don't know. Are they going to shut the money machine off in favor of their ideology? Don't know. No idea. Some indication of it, some not. But forget Fox for now, because the other networks combined make up more than that one outlet. Bloomberg knows it. That's why he spends tons of money coming after you. That's why he spends tons of money seeding and feeding his own organization. Now, The Trace, I go back to The Trace. I get these in my email box. You should too. TheTrace.org. It's real simple. Go see what they're up to, see what they're putting out there. Iowa. You're in their crosshairs. When we come back from the break, I want to cover this piece with you. It's going to anger you. I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to anger you. Be prepared to be called a racist throughout the piece for being nothing more than a gun-owning, responsibly armed American. You're a racist. Support Stand Your Ground and the right to be able to defend yourself and your family anywhere you have a right to be. You're a racist. Wear camo. You're a racist. You're a racist. You're a racist. I'll tell you what I'm talking about when we come back from the break. Get a bucket, as my mom used to say. If you feel going to get sick, get a bucket. Keep it next to you. We'll be back right after this.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours, thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today, and there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to 1of4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Boy, I'll tell you what, Angry Mark is ready to come out of the box, and it's not because of what I'm about to talk with you about. Good heavens. But I'll keep it calm. I'll keep it cool. I'll keep it collected. It's just technology related.
Man.
Yeah, go ahead, Shanto.
It's called a PC, just so you know.
PC, nothing.
Mine are working.
Yeah, mine always work, too. Just a bad timing for it not to. But that's okay. I have backups, so don't worry about me. I'll be fine. It's just one of those things that just brings Angry Mark out. Technology. I'm telling you, Steve Jobs, he's going to go down as evil, by the way. Anytime you look and see your kids with their faces and that stupid blue glow in their face, yeah, get them out of it. Make them put it away. Go buy a boat or something. Get outside. Buy a tent. Take them camping. All right, racists and deplorables, you ready for this? This is why you have to pay attention. This is why you have to pay attention. This piece from Bloomberg's faux news outlet. Black politicians are fighting a stand-your-ground resurgence. Black politicians are fighting a stand-your-ground resurgence. What does that headline tell you? The fact that it says it's black politicians. Why are black politicians fighting a stand-your-ground? First of all, what's a stand-your-ground resurgence? Florida codified stand-your-ground in 2005. Since then, it's rolled across the country. Iowa, you're next. Take a listen to the first line. Soon after the start of his first term as a black lawmaker in the fifth whitest state in the country, you can't make it through 15 words of the opening sentence of the paragraph. You see this is framed as black and white. You know where this thing's going already. If you support Stand Your Ground, you're racist. Why? Because Stand Your Ground was designed, apparently, by Florida lawmakers to allow white people to kill black people. That's what it's all about. You got to wonder, who buys into this stuff? Now, I could stop right there and we could just sit and pontificate over what I just read you now for the rest of the show if I wanted to. I don't. I want you to hear more of it because, quite frankly, I want you to get sick. I'm trying to keep Angry Mark in the box. I really am, I promise. State Representative Raz Smith. He's the guy you may have remembered took his hoodie to work. You remember when this stunt made the news? Remember who made the hoodie famous? What was his name? Trayvon Martin. Right, right. We can't talk about Stand Your Ground without talking about Trayvon Martin, can't we? Synonymous. More on that in a second. What does Stand Your Ground do? Let's talk about that first. Iowa, you Stand Your Ground. What does it mean? It means you don't have to retreat. It means you don't have to run away. It means you have a where you have a right to be, you have a right to defend yourself against a scumbag trying to take your life. Oh, by the way, that scumbag could be white, brown, black, yellow, green. It wouldn't matter. It does to certain people. And by the way, a black, white, red, or green has the same stand your ground right as the white guy. In fact, it's been used many, many times in the state that codified it to begin with, Florida, to protect the rights of blacks and whites and everybody in between. So why is this a racial issue? Is if they don't make it a racial issue, it's just not an issue. So it has to be. It has to be. And this is the way Bloomberg is spending his millions. This is what he's doing. This is how he's painting you. Who? Who are you? Do you carry a firearm lawfully on your person for self-protection? You. You. I guess Bloomberg discounts the fact that many, many black people carry firearms. Law-abiding citizens carry firearms to protect themselves, too. Doesn't matter. We've got to group it in a group. We're going to put one in a group over here, one in a group over here. Let's not consider that fact. Only white racist rednecks have concealed carry permits. That's the message. Because they want a license to kill black people. I guess the black concealed carry permit holder who killed the black criminal scumbag who was trying to murder the white police officer doesn't count? Did they miss that? Who's the racist there? The white cop being beaten within an inch of his life by the black guy who was trying to kill him, is he the racist? Or is he just the guy that wants to go home? I mean, he's got to be racist, right? He's a white cop. Lots of people don't like to talk about this stuff. I have no problem talking about it. None. Because when you're right, you're right. It's that simple. Doesn't make me uncomfortable at all, simply because of what I just told you. How do they want to categorize what happened in Lee County, Florida, down by Fort Myers? How do they want to categorize that? Oh, they don't. They ignore it. It doesn't fit their narrative. So if it doesn't fit their narrative, they just don't write about it. Therefore, it never happened. They never told you. So now they can go on and categorize it. That's how they create the narrative. Do you follow me here? Well, why would they, who would lie like that? All of them. Why? Why would they do it? For what reason would they do it? Because they don't want you to have a concealed carry permit. That's why. Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. That's why Bloomberg is spending $25 million to fight national reciprocity. Now, mind you, the states already have reciprocal agreements with each other. What? Well, why do we need national reciprocity then? Well, that's easy. Because the states that Michael Bloomberg likes don't honor your permits. And your rights don't stop when you get to a state like New York or New Jersey or California or Illinois. So what does this prove to us? That they want to stop your carry rights, period. I guess it's okay if you live in Georgia and want to carry in Virginia, or if you live in Iowa and want to carry in Kansas or Texas because they're reciprocal, they don't have to worry about that. They've already lost those states. They don't want the states that hate your rights to have to allow you to enjoy your rights. When we come back, I want to continue with the Stand Your Ground. Lots to cover in this, you racist deplorables. You're back right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, let me take you back. You see how easy this is to go down these holes with you. And it really is. And it's fun to do. It's provocative. Controversial? No, the truth is only controversial to a dopey progressive liberal who doesn't want to hear the truth. Pretty much the way it is. But when I see this stuff, this is how they come after you. And this is what they're doing for you, Mr. Concealed Carry Permit Holder, Mrs. Concealed Carry Permit Holder, Miss Concealed Carry Permit Holder, Ms. Concealed, whatever you want to call yourself. Law-abiding, responsibly armed American who just simply wants to go on about your life. This is the way they frame this stuff. Now, we're winning. That's why you're seeing this stuff. And that's why you're going to see more of this in the media. It's why Michael Bloomberg decided to open up another $25 million. Boy, wouldn't it be nice to go, I think I'm going to throw another $25 million at that, because I'm not getting any traction on that. Here, you guys take this. Wouldn't that be nice? Imagine what you could do with that money. Then take a guy like Bloomberg and look what he's doing with his money. And there you have your answer as to what kind of person this is you're dealing with. He's just one of those people that needs to go away, and he won't. He is despised by most Americans. That's why he can't run for president. And this is his way of putting his finger in the air at you. It is. He's one of those people. Let's go back to the racial component, because it's disgusting. Do you have your pot next to you? Iowa passed and signed Stand Your Ground, becoming the latest state to do so. It was part of a larger gun bill that also contained provisions allowing you to sue the government, local government, state government, officials. And this was taken from Florida. This is why you hear us talk about Florida a lot. But it contained provisions that allowed you to sue individual politicians, officials, who tried to enforce illegal bans in violation of state preemption laws. In other words, Mr. and Mrs. CCW holder, you can carry on that side of the street, but you can't carry in that park. No, 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 you can't do that. But you can carry over there, but you can't carry here because we're the town council. We're the homeowners association wannabes. And that's a pretty low blow, isn't it, when you're calling the town council homeowners association wannabes? Yeah, it was meant to be. That's what I think of them. Because these are just power mad people who, you know, for whatever, maybe haven't gotten where they wanted to be in their careers, and they see this as an opportunity to just stick it to you, their neighbors. You know, the people who ignore you on their little panel up top while you stand up and as a taxpayer that pays them, and they just sit there and ignore you. And they also ignore state law when it comes to your right to carry. And they pass their little dopey county bans, their little ordinances that fly in the face of state law. Florida said, no, enough, not going to happen anymore. This program, well, monster program, was one of the first in the country to begin following these and broke a couple of the stories a number of years ago, individual counties that had illegal park bans in violation of state preemption laws. And Florida's put some teeth to that thing, some gnash to it, and a bite. That said, hey, Mr. HOA wannabe, you can't do that. And if you try to do that, we're going to cost you some money. You can be sued. Not just as an official capacity, so the taxpayer has to pay for your defense. But you can be personally sued. Stand Your Ground in Iowa was just a part of that bill. The main part of it, got all the news. And Raz Smith, he's the politician that stood up and took the floor and then switched into a hoodie to try to make a point. Who does the hoodie represent? Trayvon Martin, right? The famed picture of Trayvon Martin in the hoodie. How did they describe Trayvon Martin in the trace in this faux news piece? Let me read it to you. Now he looked like Trayvon Martin, the unarmed black Florida teenager who was killed by George Zimmerman in 2012. The boy who has come to epitomize the perils of Stand Your Ground. The perils. I want you to listen to that sentence over again. Mr. and Mrs. CCW Holder, listen, when I have Andrew Branca and other amazing attorneys on this program, this is why we talk to them. These are the things you need to know as a concealed carry permit holder that you would better think about and take their advice. You have to envision these things before they happen. Because you may have a prosecutor like Zimmerman did who wants to push their political agenda and get on TV and play Perry Mason or Perry Masonette with your life. For doing nothing more than defending yourself. Which, oh, by the way, uncomfortable as this may sound to a lot of folks, is what George Zimmerman did and was acquitted for it under Florida law by a mixed-race jury who heard the facts. Holy crap! That could be me. Listen to this sentence again. Now he looked like Trayvon Martin. The unarmed black Florida teenager who was killed by George Zimmerman in 2012, the boy, not the 6-foot-tall guy beating Zimmerman's head into the pavement, but the boy, reminiscent of the little 12-year-old photograph that the media showed, NBC showed all the time. Yeah, that little boy who has come to epitomize the perils of Stand Your Ground. Dare I tell you again, that stand your ground was never even brought up in the case? For crying out loud, Trayvon Martin had nothing to do with stand your ground. It was never raised as a defense for George Zimmerman. Never. It was never invoked. Why? Because George Zimmerman's defense team was confident they had a straight-up self-defense case. And they were right. But why should that matter to Bloomberg and his crew? This is fake news. I know somebody's out there is waiting for me to say that. I know you were. I can hear you here through the mics and the headsets. I promise you. This is the epitome of fake news. He never invoked the defense. George Zimmerman never invoked it. And when the facts came out at trial, he won. But what do I always say? And I love getting emails from folks who have my little sayings in italics down at the bottom of their emails as part of their signature. I love that. I think that's great. I got one yesterday. Facts are stubborn things. So it's easier to ignore the fact if you don't like the result because of the garbage and lies that you've been fed by the people feeding you fake news, which was rampant during the Zimmerman-Trayvon Martin trial. The Zimmerman trial. Facts didn't matter. It's what the media's telling me, I believe. Those are the facts. You know, like Trayvon Martin, the unarmed black Florida teenager who was killed by George Zimmerman in 2012, the boy who has come to epitomize the perils of stand your ground, which was never invoked. How can you come to epitomize the perils of something that was never invoked in the case to begin with, ever? How does that work? It doesn't work. It simply doesn't work to those intellectually honest people who see through this garbage. And this is Bloomberg's money. This is Bloomberg's money funding this garbage. There's more about this. We're going to come back to this when I get back right after this.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away. Which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, here's what Bloomberg thinks of you. Oh, wait, before Bloomberg thinks of you, anything, you concealed carry permit holder, racist, deplorable you. The Gun A Day giveaway today is near and dear to my heart. I love this gun. I carry one religiously, Glock 17, giving away two of them. Two of them right now at usccaonair.com or usccaonaar.com. Either one will get you there. 7 hours, 11 minutes, and 30 seconds from right now, two Glock 17s will be given away today. MSRP of $599. Now, I can tell you, I can get that Glock 17 a little cheaper than that, but that's the amount you're going to get, so it's going to leave you some extra for some ammo, depending on what your retailer charges. If he charges you at $599 or more, you need to find another retailer. All right? These are great handguns. Simple. Boom. Point, click, bang. Simple as that. Reliable as the day is long. Glock 17s. All you have to do is activate the single best insurance on the market for self-defense protection, and that's the self-defense shield. There's nothing that comes close to it. Trust me when I tell you that. Nothing comes close to it. The rest are all wannabes. Every single one of them. They all want to look alike, and they can't. It's why it's the number one in the country. It's the self-defense shield from the USCCA. All you have to do is activate one of three memberships, silver, gold, or platinum. Silver, gold, or platinum. Up to $1.125 million in protection. That's what I have. You know, if you were listening to Kurt Schilling on the program last night, he's a platinum member too. He's had it for quite some time. Sean Hannity's a platinum member. I think he's he's a platinum member. Why would he be anything less? He's Sean Hannity. He's going to be the platinum. He's platinum. He carries the same protection. You need to do the same thing. And you never know. Heck, you might win the gun a day. Even if you don't win the gun a day, no fear. You still have three chances to win the grand prize, and that's the about 10,000, figure about $10,333 and change, somewhere around there. The ultimate home defense arsenal. USCCAonair.com. It's all right there for you. Let me go back to the Bloomberg attack on you concealed carry permit holder, you, me. And why this is so important that you pay attention to this stuff and why you read this. I'm asking you, please, go to thetrace.org and get on these email lists, okay? Understand this stuff. Understand the way this is written. Again, I'm going to quote from the piece. It was in Florida that the Stand Your Ground movement began. Now, you hear me talk about Florida all the time. This is why. Listen to what they say, because they're right about this. With the National Rifle Association successfully lobbying state lawmakers in 2005, it was all the NRA, you know, it's always the NRA, to pass first such legislation in the nation. Over the next 7 years, 21 states followed. 21 states followed. That's why it's important. There's a handful of states out there that matter to you as a concealed carry permit holder. Many of you have Florida's permit, as well as your own state permit. Wherever that state may be, you probably have a Florida permit. Florida's got over a couple million permits out there. Why? Because there's more reciprocal agreements with Florida. It's close now, Utah, and a couple others, that give you about 35 states reciprocity. Well, wait a minute. Bloomberg's fighting spending $25 million to stop national reciprocity. That's my whole point. That's why I started at the beginning of the program. The facts don't matter to these clowns and liars. They don't matter. But I have a right to carry my firearm when I drive through New Jersey. And New Jersey doesn't have a right to keep me from doing that, because we're talking about my constitutional right, not my Georgia right that New Jersey doesn't recognize. No, my American birthright constitutional civil right. And New Jersey does not have the authority to tell me I can't exercise that right. National reciprocity fixes that. Michael Bloomberg hates you and hates that and is doing everything in his power to stop it. Did I sum that up okay? That's exactly where we're at. And guess what? We're right. The Constitution's right. And Bloomberg is wrong. And he just needs to go away. But until he does, this is the kind of crap you have to put up with, known as fake news. And that's what this is, fake news. The whole Trayvon Martin thing proves it. I just proved it to you. Over the next 7 years, 21 states followed. Now, here's the description of Stand Your Ground from Bloomberg's faux news, fake news outlet, okay? Stand Your Ground removes a person's duty to retreat in the face of grave danger, granting the legal right to use deadly force if the perception of a threat is reasonable. Critics refer to the statute as shoot first laws. Another lie. They're not shoot first laws. They're stand your ground laws. Who are the critics? Michael Bloomberg and his organization of orange-clad, t-shirt-wearing handful of moms, overshadowed by tens of thousands of freedom-loving Americans in about 3 days. Who are the critics? People that rely on Michael Bloomberg's money for a paycheck, like Colin Goddard and loudmouth Shannon Watts. You know, the Facebook mom who isn't. The highly paid PR woman all of a sudden driving around in bulletproof limos paid for by Bloomberg, surrounded by guns to protect her. Okay for me, not for thee. Those are the critics. The people writing this stuff are the critics. After Martin was killed in 2012, it continues, stand your ground became a politically toxic phrase, and its expansion stalled. No, the media created the politically toxic atmosphere and continues to lie to this day about Trayvon Martin and Stand Your Ground. A quick Google search would, well, they already know it. They don't care. Their intention is not to give you the facts. It's to sway the facts like this. For who? Boneheaded headline surfers who can't find the truth because they choose to remain ignorant. And what does that do? What do I tell you that does? That breeds stupidity. If you choose to remain ignorant in this country today, and it is a choice, you can look at your free phone haver, and get all the information and the facts you want. It's all right there. To not do so means you choose not to. That means you choose to remain ignorant, which in my book makes you stupid. I don't know. Let's debate that, okay? I'll be more than happy to. Defenders of Stand Your Ground argue that all it does is enshrine the right to self-defense, ensuring that people cannot be punished for protecting themselves. They say that the law's built-in standard for assessing a threat, that it must be reasonable to necessitate a violent, even deadly response, prevents abuse. And what is the man who wrote it, the Republican, who of course it was the Republican who wrote the bill in Iowa, what does he have to say? He says you can't claim the defense when it's clear there wasn't a threat to your life or safety. And that's true. We pointed that out in the Tampa theater shooting, didn't we? Where the 75-year-old white guy shot the other white guy and claimed stand your ground and failed? Yeah, he's going to get convicted. Oh, wait, there are two white guys. We can't talk about that case. Let's go back to Trayvon Martin. Let's go to that. Because stand your ground was never invoked, so we might as well talk about that, right? Let's not talk about a real case with two white guys where race isn't a component, and they can't make it a component, and where the white guy's going to go to prison because stand your ground was invoked and it failed. I'm going to wind up having to cut it short right now. See, I don't know if Angry Mark, did Angry Mark come out today? I don't think so. Passionate Mark came out today. I used a firearm to defend myself. I never had to pull the trigger. Thank God. I never had to pull the trigger. You might have to one day. I hope you're paying attention to this stuff. They hate you. They hate you. Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans every day of the week. I will be back tomorrow doing it all over again. Until then, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club, and I'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.